to A Taste of Anthropology. With me, Professor Burlingame. I am coming to you live, large, and in charge with a little Iroquoian from Skinny Atlas, New York. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the ways that anthropology is unique and how this uniqueness is an asset in supporting your personal improvement journey. In particular, your relationships with your fellow human beings and with yourself. Now, anthropology is, in fact, quite similar to other fields and other sciences, such as sociology, psychology, biology, philosophy, medicine, geology, and history. Along with these other disciplines, a focus of anthropology is us, humans, who we are, what we do, how we do it, where we do it, and why we do it. These are fundamental questions that organize the work done in all of these disciplines, and it is most definitely something that anthropology has in common with these fields and with others. However, what makes anthropology unique among these similar fields is its holistic focus and an understanding of human difference and similarity. I would also say that anthropology in particular emphasizes the why behind human behavior in a way that highlights holism, difference, and similarity. So while the disciplines I mentioned may study, describe, and understand humans through the social, the historical, the linguistic, or the biological, anthropology studies, describes, and understands humans through all of these and more. The science of anthropology is holistic in its four fields that have an historical, linguistic, cultural, and biological research focus. Together, they make up the way anthropology and anthropologists view humans as being historic, linguistic, cultural, and biological beings. All four encompass the holistic anthropological focus on humans. This pattern has been a part of, at least American anthropology, for more than a century. I was trained in the four fields, and although my anthropology specialty is medical anthropology, which tends to have more of a cultural and biological focus, my understanding of humans still remains holistic in this manner. And, in many ways, my medical anthropology research is far more four fields than not. Holism and a holistic understanding of humans is a key way that anthropology is unique as a science that studies humans. It is through this holistic perspective that you can learn lessons that can aid you in your relationships with other people and with yourself. We're not the result of one area of our lives or one aspect of our humanity. To fully understand humans as a whole and individually, an holistic perspective is necessary because we are holistic beings. This deeper understanding can give you important insight into many aspects of human life. This brings me to a second way that anthropology is unique as a field and as a discipline. Anthropologists have traditionally conducted research that looks at and attempts to more thoroughly understand how humans can be both the same and different at the same time. This seeming contradiction has been proven over and over again by anthropology research. All of us share things in common, even as we are all different, not only individually, but also on a societal human group level. Although it may be easy for you to recognize one or the other in your interpersonal relationships with others, it's the recognition of both that can improve your relationships. Having a lot of similarities in common with someone doesn't negate the possibility of you having a lot of differences as well, some of which may cause conflict. Likewise, having a lot of differences with someone doesn't negate the possibility of you also having a lot of similarities, some of which may be used to make connections that can help you work through conflict and strife. The importance of this anthropology wisdom is in encouraging you to know deeper, understand deeper, act deeper, and be deeper in your relationships with your fellow humans. We, all of us, are beholden to the relationships we have with ourselves and others, even if these relationships aren't particularly close or loving. In many ways, anthropologists study the relationships humans have with one another historically, linguistically, culturally, and biologically, and it is this that can make anthropology such an important resource for improving human relationships. These improvements may be differently defined to fit different needs and different people, but the underlying principles from anthropology remain the same. The anthropology wisdoms of holism, difference, and similarity are effective ways for you to improve your life and intellectual skills relationship growth. And while I would never argue that anthropology is the only or best way for everyone to learn, grow, and improve in this way, I will say that anthropology is uniquely positioned to encourage anyone to learn, grow, and improve in profound and meaningful ways. And if you would like to work one-on-one, live, and in person with me on an area of your life, then you should take a masterclass. The majority of my students tend to be working in one way or another on improving their relationships with themselves through health and wellness or intellectual career skills growth. But there are also students looking to improve their relationships with others personally or professionally, in particular relationships that are filled with conflict, strife, and difference. Your personal improvement path can also be enhanced by the anthropology wisdom I teach through a masterclass format, so please feel free to book a free 20-minute call to discuss your masterclass options on my website, tasteofanthropology.yolasite.com/masterclass. And please, feel free to share and support this podcast if you liked it and found it useful. It's been my pleasure to bring it to you. Until next time, goodbye and take care.